of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Don't label us left or right.
We are Americans.
Not looking for a war, but we came to fight.
We are Americans.
Somebody's gotta stand up.
Stand up.
Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising cause we're fed up. Got our house in order and got yours inside.
Good morning, Sovereign Minds. My name is Mark Kent, and I'm your host again this morning. It's Saturday, October 19th, 2013, and you're listening to 1460 KCNR Free Fire Radio. Let's see, we'd like to thank our sponsors out there, all you guys that have helped keep us on the air. We can't thank you enough. And I'm here in the studio with my sister Linda.
Good morning.
And we're here with Savannah, our trusted soundboard operator and all-around great gal.
Good morning.
Good morning. And we also have with us our guest this morning is Patrick Jones.
Good morning as well, Mark. Thanks for having me on.
Very good, very good. We'll do the usual housekeeping here. Let's see. If you want to call in, it's 530-605-4567 or get on the chat room at kcnr1460.com. All shows are podcast and archived as well. You can friend me on Facebook at Mark E. Kent. First quote we have is, we must reject the idea that every time a law is broken, society is guilty rather than the lawbreaker. It is time to restore the American precept that each individual is accountable for his own actions. That was Ronald Reagan. And let's see. I have another one here. Why pay money to have your family tree traced, go into politics, and your opponents will do it for you?
How true.
Oh, boy. veterans events?
We do. We have the grand opening of the Veterans Home coming up October 25th at 10 a.m. out at the Veterans Home, of course. That is on a Friday. And then on Saturday, they will be having a lunch from, I believe it's 10 to 2, a free lunch, and people can tour the Veterans Home out there. Also, October 24th, 5th, and 6th is the stand down at the Shasta County Fairgrounds.
Very good, very good. Let's see, a Tea Party on Monday stands for Limited Government, Fiscal Responsibility, and Start Following the Constitution. They will be having, I'm not sure they're having on Monday night.
I'm not sure either, to be honest.
Tomorrow on We the People at 8 to 10 a.m. is going to be Scott Rockholm. And evidently he had the exclusive rights and filming interviews to Ron Paul's 2012 presidential election race. So that should be very interesting as well. Let's see. News. Well, let's see. We got a bunch of stuff that's always happening here. U.S. looting and violence took place in a number of stores after a computer glitch shut down the federal electronic food stamps programs in 17 states. Major riots were threatened in Los Angeles. This is a preview of what is in store in the event of a real economic collapse. As Batiste said, pointed out over 100 years ago, when people are encouraged to look to the government for all their needs, they will turn to violence against their government when those needs are not met. That leads to a harsh police measures to quell the violence. Collective systems always degenerate into police states.
Yeah, I guess with that, when that computer glitch happened and they took all the food off the shelves because there was no limit on their card, I believe it's IBM that does the software. Walmart contacted them and wanted them to pay for it, and IBM told them, no, we're not paying for it. Our problem.
Do you know who issues those cards?
Probably IRS.
J.P. Morgan Chase.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was kind of interesting because I was talking to a Walmart trucker about it, and he said, yeah, they told Walmart, forget it, go pound sand, it's your problem.
There you have it. Yeah, that seems to be quite the pervasive these days, the pounding of sand. Let's see. We had the Congress pass the bill, the CR bill, giving Tea Partiers almost nothing. This comes from Mother Jones. Interesting thing about that is they didn't really raise the debt ceiling. They just gave it an open end until February 7th. So there's really no restraint on spending right now at all. They can, and it just so happens that they raised the deficit by $380 billion yesterday, the highest, I believe, in history, or the second highest. I don't remember which it was on the report. So spending. No problem there. There's going to be no reckoning.
No.
Yeah, okay.
They won't go crazy with it or anything.
This kind of feathers into this next story. Is Chase expecting a financial calamity in the next few months? New reports that Chase Bank, that's J.P. Morgan Chase, by the way, if anybody doesn't understand the connection, is prepared to limit withdrawals for business customers. They're going to start limiting withdrawals for business customers, and it has caused some wonder if the bank has some insider knowledge about a possible upcoming financial calamity in the United States. InfoWars first reported, this actually comes from the website of U.S. Finance Post. And InfoWars reported first that they received copies of letters, which I've seen, sent to Chase Bank to numerous customers with Chase Bank Select Checking and Chase Business Classic accounts, advising them that cash activities, both deposits and withdrawals, will be limited to 50,000 total per statement cycle from November 17th on, and there will be no wire transfers international wire transfers. That could constitute capital controls. Do they know something that we don't? Anyway, that's kind of an interesting little news item. Let's see. What else do we got here? Well, we could start talking about we got a new law in California that was just signed in that could threaten. This comes from the Santa Monica Mirror. And this fall, a potential threat has emerged to the vote counting reliability Californians have enjoyed for the last 6 years. So we've enjoyed vote counting reliability for the last 6 years, and you didn't even know it.
Yeah.
Okay. Governor Brown, who among 30 signings and five vetoes in a routine press release. Okay, let's see. This comes from a new law just signed without hoopla by Governor Jerry Brown. And here's the possible threat. The measure will allow California Secretary of State to approve new electronic voting systems that have received no certification at all for use in actual elections. That's comforting to know.
Yeah.
It also ends a longstanding requirement that all electronic voting systems be certified at the federal level. Well, that actually could be good, because if they're certifying it at the federal level, before they are used here, and allow counties to develop their own voting system. This bill cried out for a veto from Brown, considering the problems encountered by electronic voting systems during the last decade. Comprehensive testing demonstrated that many could be hacked, and the possibility that programming might be inserted so that, for one example, a voter touched a screen favoring one candidate and the vote actually went to someone else's column. You know, doesn't that remind you of the old, wasn't somebody said that it's not who votes that counts, but who counts the votes?
Right.
Yeah, I think that was Stalin, if I remember correctly.
That's great.
That's real comforting.
Yeah, I feel so much better now. Oh, boy. So, getting onto our topic for the day, which is gun control and guns and bills and vetoes. And excuse me, I am a little under the weather. I have caught something yesterday. And Governor Brown signs 11 gun bills and vetoes 6. And that was, I guess, was that Friday or last Friday?
Last Friday.
Last Friday, yeah. So he's gun control bills include a ban on the use of lead bullets by hunters, but vetoed 7 measures restricting firearms that were introduced in response. I'm not sure I got this. I just kind of pulled this story up off of Yahoo real quick. I'm not sure exactly the connection. That's why we have you here, Pat, so you can kind of sort this out for us.
Outstanding.
So we probably need to go to a break. Let's go to the break now, and then we'll come back, and we'll get a little bit more in tune on this.
All right, if you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
Get up, The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Attention North State homeowners. Are your utility bills too high? Do you wish there was another option? There is. The Powerhouse Advantage program can instantly reduce your electric bill by as much as 20%. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of Powerhouse Solar. Powerhouse Solar is now installing a state-of-the-art SunPower solar system with no upfront costs, nothing to buy, no maintenance fees, no installation fees. System design, permits, installation, and maintenance are all included. We handle everything for you. There's never been a better time to make the switch to solar. Call today and receive a free custom solar home analysis. To find out more information, call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600. Don't wait for those high summer utility bills. Start saving money and upgrade your home to solar today. Call Powerhouse Solar at 275-5600. That's 275-5600. Or visit us on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
Hey football fans, Nate Abarea here. It's that time of the year. The helmets are strapped, the lights are on, and high school football is back on your radio. We'll be bringing you local gridiron action all season long with live game broadcasts from all around the North State. It's Friday Night Football right here on KCNR 1460, the pulse of Shasta County and Redding's new home for high school football.
We could keep going out there.
That's a tough one to break away from right there.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it is.
Gotta like Bo Cephas. Okay, let's see. Let's start talking about guns and gun control and gun bans and ammo bans and lead bullets and all of that kind of good stuff. What do you got going there, Patrick? I'll let you start sorting it out here.
Well, last week was a very important week. We knew at some point the governor would start signing and or vetoing a few bills before the 30 days ran out and essentially allowed all those bills to become law. So we were expecting it. So last Friday he did sign into law some significant issues for firearm owners and gun owners in California. The one that is the most significant that he did sign into law, and it will take go into effect, I believe, in 2019, is the lead ban for hunting. For all species of game animals and non-game animals, for all hunting, a lead ban, and that forces hunters here in California to use a non-toxic type of bullet while they're hunting, and that's for bear, deer, duck, turkey, everything. Waterfowl, of course, already existed under the federal law, and now for state of California, all species, you'll have to use a non-toxic bullet. Now, the significance of that is that the science behind it, set forth out of the Condor Range, had proven that the condors were not receiving lead from hunters. And they are receiving lead from in their environment, from the environment, but not from hunters. So they used that garbage science and pushed it on the entire state, and the governor signs it into law. The costs are the main keys here, is that there are non-toxic bullets available today, and I'm sure the industry will attempt to expand on that for some calibers that aren't available today, but for the most part, your typical deer hunting style cartridges There are non-toxic bullets today at a cost of 2 to 3 times the cost of regular lead core ammunition. And so as your costs go up, you're going to hunt less. And keep in mind, this is just a prelude to what's going to come next, which is a complete ban on lead for target shooting throughout the entire state of California. And that, I guarantee, is the next step that they're coming. And that's how they think. And that will have significant costs then on target shooters, and it will really hurt the industry. So that has widespread implications for gun owners here in California, and just pushes more people to hunt in other states or stop the sport altogether. And what's so tragic about that is that the hunters are the conservationists here in California. They're the folks that are spending the money and managing the game species the best that we can. And here we're going to reduce the numbers of hunters, which means we'll reduce the amount of managing. If you think California Department of Fish and Game, or whatever they're calling themselves today, does a great job, look to some of the other states. You'll see that California is doing a miserable job managing our wildlife, and we deserve better, and this isn't going to help.
I think it's more about managing our money than managing our wildlife. You know, I mean, and where are the condors picking the lead up? What, are they eating paint chips somewhere or something? I mean, you know, and their range is not over the entire state of California, number one. So it seems foolish, and you just toxic bullets. I mean, you know, when I'm shooting a deer, you know, I'm shooting a deer with the idea in mind that I'm going to
one shot
kill it
and kill
so I can eat it. Okay. And so I would think that I would be more worried about poisoning myself than I would.
You know, lead in a cartridge, in a bullet, is not just lead. It has a fingerprint. There's tin and there's antimony and there's different things at a particular percent. In fact, so much so, you can identify a lead core from a bullet from a particular manufacturer because of the fingerprint that it has. So based on that type of exact percentages, you can determine the type of lead that's getting into the systems of the condors. But they don't talk about that, because if they wanted to really talk about the science behind it, you would find that it's not coming from bullets, that it is coming from, most likely, fine particulate matter that filters back down on Earth. It gets into all plant and water. And
I told you, I was showing you.
We couldn't be talking about geoengineering.
You know, and so this is what's happening, and they're using this bad science. Now they've forced it upon the entire state, and more to come. So it's a devastating law that will have long-lasting effects here in California. And don't make a mistake about thinking that this governor is pro-gun because he vetoed a few of these bills. What he did was he sent a message back to his own party, in that if you want a few of these bills to pass them on a supermajority, which is what is the power that they have, and then you can take me out of the equation. I suspect the governor is very political, and with so many bills that are anti-gun on the governor's desk, he was pressured, and the lobby groups from NRA, California Gun Owners, California Rifle and Pistol, they did lobby hard and put a lot of pressure on the governor to veto some. And so I'm thankful for those groups out there fighting hard to protect our Second Amendment and our hunting rights, because we are under attack. But the legislature is upset now. The liberal majority, they put bills on the governor's desk. They expected him to sign those into law, not to veto. They will be back next year. They've already vowed to be back. And the majority of these bills that he vetoed today, they will pass on a supermajority. That's their attempt. And they will become law the minute they pass the House of Origin. And that is what's happening. So we can't let our guard down. This is a technique, a political technique, to calm gun owners in California, that the governor vetoed a few bills, and we should not pray victim to it.
Yeah, he just wants us to go to sleep, and it's the typical junk science garbage that they always pull. There's been proven over and over again that their data is always skewed, and anytime you examine their data or challenge their data, that it has nothing to do with the actual issue. And just like this, it gives us more reason to maybe want to have a state of Jefferson out there, to me, because if we keep letting Sacramento dictate the terms here. And this isn't about hunting. I mean, it's about, you know, the Second Amendment is about protecting us from our tyrannical, gotta control government, which that couldn't possibly happen here. Huh?
You know, and when you start talking about ammunition and being more expensive and certain calibers not available for hunters because they can't find anything that's non-toxic, and that's certainly going to be the case. There are dozens and dozens of calibers that you're not going to find a non-toxic bullet because they're not sold in high enough volumes that the manufacturers are going to be willing to do it. So you're going to have to be careful of what you have in your possession while you're in the field during hunting season. And it creates a whole new enforcement issue, adding more debt to the wonderful state of California. And really, when you look at these bills, I can't find a single bill that was an anti-gun bill over the years that's ever been returned, you know, reversed in this state. And so the possibility is there, but it hasn't happened. And when you look at the makeup of your Senate and Assembly today in California, it isn't going to happen. And really, the only alternative now is either move or fight for your part of the state and separate from the state of California. That's really the last option that we have. We have fought. And again, I work closely with Gun Owners of California, and we have fought and we have lobbied and we've raised money and we've spent money year after year after year, and it's simply getting worse. We are losing the battle in Sacramento, and we have very few options left. If we continue to do the same things that we've done and expect a different result, we know what happens. Yeah, you're not gonna get a different result. And so I think it's obvious now that we're going to have to change our course. And really, the course that needs to be gone down is the separation of the state of California so that we can get our freedoms back. And to think that we're not financially sound enough to run our own state is quite ludicrous, considering that the state of California is doing so great with over $400 billion in debt, is just absolutely crazy. And we could run this part of the state with a surplus. We could reduce your taxes. We could go to a simple flat tax, and people would be free. Above all things, they would be more money in their pocket. Yep. And free. And I think when all these different industries in Northern California here really start looking at the wide-ranging effects that California has levied upon them, and that's really the task that I think a lot of people are going to be working on today, is showing the public just what they've done to you. I don't think people realize the type of control that they're under. When they see that it doesn't have to be that way, then the movement will really start moving forward.
Yeah, I mean, the reason we're here is we haven't been following the original plan. You know, we got the Fed and the income tax at the same time, just coincidentally, you'd understand, back in 1913, and we've been heading down this socialist path ever since. It's just been incremental bites, and the same in California. We don't have any representation in Sacramento up here. We are, you know, with culture and everything else, different than anything south of Sacramento. And so what's it going to take? Is it going to take enough of people to stand up? Is that what it is? Because there is one alternative to this, other than leaving the state and so forth, and that is having violence, and that's something that we would you know, not embrace at all. But at some point in time, if you don't stand up for your rights, and you know, you're not going to have any anyway, so where do you go?
Well, and you know, when I think about this lead ban, and I think the effects it'll have here in California, and unfortunately, now that California has done it, some other ignorant states may want to adopt a similar law, and I think of the effects, and I really think that when they can attack the hunters of California and pass something to this level, we have some serious issues here that should start awakening everyone, that the bills that were signed into law by this governor last week, they affect every gun owner in the state of California, and we need to awaken those folks, and every hunter for that matter too. And so there are millions of us, and what are we going to do about it? Simply do nothing, look towards the movement, get active with the movement to separate, or something else. And those are all things that are being contemplated now. When you go that far off track with your population and pass laws that restrictive, it puts people into that type of mindset.
I think the other thing that we could do before we go to the break here as well is to get involved in local politics, and let's unseat some of these people here in the city and the county that are against any kind of restraint on the state or the federal government, and make sure that our sheriff is on board with defending our rights. And so, you know, we can get local here and stop the state, because the state does not override the constitutional. If the Constitution is still the law of the land, they cannot make laws to abridge the Constitution unless they're just going to scrap it. Well, you know, them's fighting words. So anyway, let's go to a break. And
this is KCNR 1460, Free Fire Media.
And American guys, we'll always stand up and salute. We'll always recognize when we see old glory flying. There's a lot of men dead. So we can sleep in peace at night when we lay down our head. My daddy served in the army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard till the day that he died. He wanted my mother, my brother, my sister, and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free. Now this nation that I love is falling.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio, right here on KCNR 1460 AM. And visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
It's time to join the revolution. Bastiani Arms is still carrying quality billet AR lower receivers. Rifle season is here, and Bastiani Arms has the Remington 597 rimfire rifles in stock. Or how about the Rock Island Armory 45 caliber 1911 compacts? Looking for handguns? See the SIG 239 40 caliber or the CAR PM9 and CW9, the smallest handgun allowed to conceal in California. Looking to earn your CCW? First Tactical Defense is located inside Bastiani Arms. And instructor Seth Stoke has over 20 years in firearms experience. CCW classes and renewals, women's only CCW classes, NRA courses, or private instruction and hunter's education. The holidays will be here shortly. With a limited supply in the firearms business, now is the time to shop. Bastiani Arms on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Or call 222-8222. Bastiani Arms. Join the revolution.
The Clover Fire was devastating for many. Haven Humane Society was there to help. In cooperation with the Shasta County Sheriff's Office, we responded to the area and were able to evacuate over 100 animals and help dozens more in the fire area remain safe until their family was able to return. We want to thank this wonderful community. Without their support and donations, we would not have been able to help. Our best wishes go to the fire victims and their families, two and four-legged. With your continued support, we will be ready to once again help our neighbors if the need arises. Please donate to Haven Humane Society. Thank you.
Guns, I like the way they look. I like the shiny steel and the polished wood. I don't care if they're big or small. If they're for sale, hell, I want them all. I like guns. I like guns. I like guns. Well, I really like 22 Mag, 45 lever with the Winchester tag. I like my double barrel. Had it most of my life. 357 was a present from my wife.
I like guns. I like freedom.
It's my kind of song there.
Yeah, there you have it. Yeah, and he's blowing some stuff up on the video. That's great. You know, the real deal is that people have to understand that, you know, if you lose the right to bear arms, you're no longer living in a free society. And now you can lose the rest of your rights very easily because you have no defense. And that's happened a lot, you know, in history where, you know, the whole premise of Mao Zedong was that it wasn't about gun control. It was about people control. And as long as they had the guns, they had the control. And that's what we're talking about.
Yeah, Mark and Linda, it's, you know, if people don't think their gun rights are being taken away and that these measures have something to do with crime prevention and criminal behavior, they absolutely do not. And I can tell you, if we could fast forward 50 years and if people could look back upon this time right now, they would see that this was the start of the battle, that the battle had already begun, but people were so numb to all things that They didn't know it. And once these laws get into place and these freedoms are lost, it's very difficult. We don't have to look far from, you know, England and Australia and these other British Commonwealth countries to see what happens when you allow your government to move down this path. And once they're gone, you don't get them back. And so the fight is right now. It's so important. It may be the single most important issue of our time is to make sure the population of law-abiding citizens is correctly and fully armed. And that is the fight that we have today, right now, right in front of us. The laws have been coming and their numbers have been astounding in California. All the things that we have to do today just to purchase a firearm. And it doesn't stop or change criminal behavior one bit. We could have been working on criminal behavior and solving these problems 25, 35 years ago or more, but yet they don't. They're attacking individual personal rights. Going so far now, starting in January 1st, 2014, they'll be keeping a database on every firearm that you buy in the state of California that they can retrieve and share that information with whomever they want. And that becomes the start of gun control and gun registration. This year in California, all firearms will be registered starting January 1st. And is the government here to help you? Is that information going to be used to help you in your life or to regulate you more? And I think it's, you know, the answer.
Yeah, a couple of things there. I mean, you know, is the government going to get, you know, this utopian idea from the left side of things is that, you know, we just need to get rid of all guns, period. But, you know, with that, is the government going to get rid of all their guns?
Think about this, Mark, is that all this data that they're keeping and then sharing is all on people that have law-abiding backgrounds that pass the background check. What could they possibly do with that information that's going to help me?
Well, Obamacare's right there too. I mean, a gathering of information on everybody, on everything. And what are they going to do with that? You know, in a free society, the government shouldn't be privy to any of that stuff.
People really need to be aware of the type of information that is being collected, gathered, and what they're doing with it today. For most people, they have no idea the amount of information that now is available and that can be stored, recovered, and then shared with others. And it's astounding. It's a huge issue that, for the most part, most Californians are unaware to the level of what our state is doing. You know, it was interesting to find out not too long ago that the background check, in fact, our congressman has looked into it, our senators, our past senators, our current senator has looked into the background check, which is a $25 charge, that fee was excessive. And that it doesn't cost $25 to do a background check. Well, we did not know, but secretly, Department of Justice in the state of California was slicing off the majority of that amount of money and put it into a secret account unbeknownst to the residents of California. They then collected up $50 million from that account. They recently just passed legislation that allows them to use that money to go knock on people's doors that have not passed a background check to buy a firearm. They've hired 60 agents, and they're now going door to door.
So that's only if you applied to get a gun and you didn't pass?
That is correct. If you failed your background check for whatever reason, and there are many reasons, you could have had tickets from DMV, Department of Motor Vehicle, unpaid tickets that would deny you. You could have a restraining order still on your record. You could have had an aggravated assault 10 years ago that is not off your record yet, so you can't buy a firearm. I mean, there's a lot of different things that will prevent you from buying a firearm.
So the idea then would be that they would come and take all of your other firearms?
Well, yeah, if you have a restricted background, then you can't be in possession of any firearms, and they're knocking on people's doors right now in the state of California, all with illegal money seized illegally from people doing background checks. And they did that behind the doors, and this legislature had the gall to pass legislation to allow them to legally go do something that they had been breaking the law. And they've just done that. It's incredible. You wouldn't see that in most states. And how could the Attorney General of the United States allow such a travesty to happen? Our own Record Searchlight said it was a good thing I guess it's okay to commit felonies.
Well, they don't care about the rule of law as long as it's the rule that they like.
And this is what's happening in the state of California right now, today, and now we have new laws going into effect here shortly. More registration, January 1st, 2014 is significant in that the start, you can't control the population unless you have gun control. And in order to have gun control, you must have registration. You must know who has guns. Where are you with regards to what you own? They need the database. They need the information. And then in the near future, you will start seeing, just like your automobile, and we know this because they're looking at Department of Motor Vehicle as a model. We already use their system for the background checks already, that every firearm will have a registration card and a yearly fee, just like your automobile. That's where it's coming to. That's the type of registration that you see in Europe. And then they're going to tell you how many firearms you can own. Right. In fact, in California now, they already tell you you can only buy one handgun a month. And they're going to tell you more things to come. And Germany, for example, you can own 8 guns. And their government says that's all you need. And I would not be surprised that in the state of California we see legislation in the next few years to attempt to do a very similar thing. What right is it for the government to tell me how many firearms? Again, you're not going to be free if we continue to let this go.
Well, you know, we've got the lapdogs in the media instead of the watchdogs, and that's typical. And people don't necessarily understand what freedom is anymore because nor value it, because if you are getting money from the government or getting controlled by the government in whatever form, then you have a tendency to go along with the program, you know, whether it's welfare or Social Security. I think that's been the big setup for a long time, is to get everybody as dependent on government as possible. But currently, we're going to run into a crisis with the overspending, and we'll see where that goes. But let's go back. You know, if they get your guns, guess what? You don't have the right. Is the right of self-defense a fundamental right? And if we look at AB 109, there are another 9,600, and these guys are not exactly your misdemeanor guys that they're letting go now because they're overcrowding in the prisons. So how many are being released in Shasta County? We've already seen the big problems that have happened with AB 109. I mean, crime hasn't been going up lately at all, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, crime is up, and obviously AB 109 is just going to make matters worse. So this state is so backwards that, you know, everyone knows that when you have a tough economy, criminal behavior goes up, and we've seen those statistics before. And then the state gets the bright idea that our prisons are too crowded. It's too cruel because there are too many people in one room. We have to treat these inmates better than this, and so we must release them based on their last and only their last crime. And so now they're coming back out to the counties and the cities from which they were incarcerated or arrested from. And they're doing crimes. And many of them, you know, are doing, you know, it's estimated that you do 60 to 80 crimes before you're caught once.
Right.
And then we may not even be able to house them at that point. Our jail is full too, and our ability to ship them off, funds are limited in that manner as well. And more keep coming. And unfortunately, it's bad for our residents because you're going to need to defend yourself. And, you know, and I don't want to talk harsh that people need to do that, but people have always needed to take care of their personal protection. That's never, you know, we take that for granted.
Well, the police aren't there to stop the crime. They're there to make the report after the crime is committed.
Yeah, they're really not proactive.
Even if they're proactive, you know, they can't, they're never there at the scene of the crime happening. They have to be called or called in, and that takes time. And our police and sheriffs are stretched thin as it is because of the budget cuts. So at some point in time, you have to realize that if you don't take self-defense as a personal responsibility on your shoulders for you and your family, then you have a victim mentality, and you probably at some point will become a victim.
I wonder, Mark, if we're going to have to use non-toxic bullets for that too.
Yeah, I know. Oh, I got the wrong bullets. It's lead. Sorry.
Hold on. You know. I got to run and get the right bullets first.
I didn't want to toxify your blood system. Yeah.
Well, yeah. That's your right.
What are the, what we got a real quick, what are the penalties Because I liked your answer. What are the penalties for not complying with the toxic bullets?
Well, it's going to be very similar to the condor range today. So you're going to lose all equipment. You know, if you're hunting and you're found in possession, again, when this goes into effect, you'll lose your firearm and the and related equipment, and you'll be fined, and it's pretty substantial. I don't know the amount, but and we'll learn more.
They can take your car, your truck, your everything.
Yeah, when you're in it's severe, and so it'll get people's attention, and they'll make an example out of people so that it does not happen again.
Well, I liked what he said earlier. He said
they're going to put
you in an 8x8 room with a condor and a straitjacket. You know? Anyway, now we got to
okay,
go to a break.
The number here, if you want to call in, is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
Hello, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent from Sheldon Largent Realty, and these are difficult times in our economy. It's difficult times in real estate, and people have lots of questions. Should I sell? Am I upside down? What is a short sale? What's cash for keys? What do I do if my house is sold on the courthouse steps? For answers to these questions and many more, please tune in Saturday from 9 to 10 here on KCNR 1460 AM to the Kurt Largent Radio Show. We talk about all things real estate. Brought to you by Jeterbilt Construction, Megastar Mortgage, Trinity Pest Control, and Sheldon Largent Realty.
Hello, this is Dr. Todd Royce, your downtown Reading chiropractor. Join me every second Saturday at 10 a.m. for Positively Healthy Radio. We discuss almost any health topic you can think of from a different point of view than a pill for every ill and a potion for every emotion. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Would you like to have more energy? Would you like to avoid the headaches, sicknesses, infections, and diseases that so many are seeming to get? We talk about all those topics and more every second Saturday. Join us at 10 a.m. on 1460 KCNR.
Everywhere around the world. Hi, I'm Elizabeth Woodward.
And Aaron Ryan.
We'd like to have you join us on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460 for We the People Talk Radio. We are all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
You know what? We've done programs on federal and state land use issues, governmental overreach, family values, behind the green mask, Second Amendment and other constitutional issues, technocracy and the smart grid, the monetary system, of course, spending, taxes, and debt, topics that fall under We the People. We want to know what topics you would like to hear about. Email Aaron at wethepeopleradio.us for more information. Bust on to wethepeopleradio.us and the archives are there for your listening pleasure.
We the People Radio, bringing to you topics that affect you no matter where you live. Come join the previously silent majority.
See you Sunday.
We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Yeah, that's good stuff there, Marshall Tucker Band. Let's talk a little bit about transparency. We were just having a conversation on the break about, you know, the rule of law doesn't seem to be an issue, or the Constitution for that matter, at the federal level for a lot of different things. And, you know, Eric Holder seems to pick and choose. You know, that's one of the big things in this last debate with the budget, is that Obama's up there going, well, I'm going to exempt you, 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 and you, and you. And that's a microcosm of the big picture of, you know, whether it's gun laws or any other laws, is when you have the powers that be picking and choosing how they want to apply the law. That's no longer equal protection. That is totally unconstitutional. And guess what? You now have a monarchy instead of a constitutional republic.
And they should face charges for this.
And absolutely. People have fought for 800 years to get this freedom established in the United States. And people don't understand how deep that goes. And the kind of problems it's going to cause when you have arbitrary abuse of power, that's tyranny, and that's where we're headed.
You know, and it's so sad when I watch our local soldiers deploy, and they do great jobs around the world. I think of different companies going to Afghanistan, doing the work that they've done there, putting their lives on the line in combat zones, and to return home to see the abuses of freedom here. They fought for our freedom. They did their jobs under super difficult conditions, didn't complain about it, and then we come home and see what our government is doing.
Well, how it's deteriorated so much.
And there's a concerted effort for anybody who's clear-minded and thinking independently and for themselves to propagandize everything. And I'll give you one example. I seen a thing the other day on a video with Obama where he said that the founding fathers would not have approved of the Tea Party. That's the message he put out. Well, wait a minute. The founding fathers were the freaking Tea Party, you moron. I mean, but it's a constant set of lies to discredit any opposition from whatever angle they can possibly do it from, whether it's, you know, you're a gun nut or you're a terrorist or you're a teabagger, you name it. There is a concerted effort here to demonize, and this is right out of Saul Alinsky's Rule of Radicals, demonize your opposition to the point that, and with the power of the press and the power of the media, to make sure that the people who are fighting for their rights and the Constitution don't get any respect in the media.
You know, and I'm encouraging people that, you know, here locally, that you can make a difference. That, you know, sometimes when we talk about what happens in Sacramento, it's such a daunting task to try to be able to be effective there and to have a positive change. But you can have a positive change on your local officials, both in cities and counties, and put pressure on them. It's time for people to come forward and put pressure where they can, which is in their local area, because if you add up all the local areas, then you have controlled and changed your state. And that's what I see around here. And even, you know, serving on the city council now for 7 years, I've seen, people move to the political, ways the wind blows, and not really represent the public. The separation in the state of Jefferson was one such issue recently, invoking coordination with California Air Resources Board, CARB, was another one that council, two very big issues that would have really helped our residents here in Redding, and your local officials were nowhere to be found. We only had two of those three, me and Gary Cadd being the other, standing with the people, and the other council members not moving forward with these declarations and resolutions. And how disappointing is that? We can do better than that, but we're going to need to hear from the public, and they need to really start pressuring our local, you know, elected officials.
I'm looking at an article here from the Los Angeles Times, and this is a typical type of thing that I'm talking about. This is the Senate President Pro Tem, Daryl Steinberg, Democrat, Sacramento, introduces a bill to plug a loophole in the state's assault weapon ban to prevent rapid reloading and the use of replaceable magazines. And this is, quote, "There is no legitimate reason for hunters or sportsmen and women to have battlefield-style rifles that can quickly spray dozens and dozens of rounds through the rapid reloading of detachable magazines," Steinberg said, noting that those kinds of weapons have been used in some recent mass killings. Well, wait a minute. Then under that logic, why would the police need detachable magazines, military style, or any protection at all? Because, you know, so the public should be defenseless, but the police should not be. And, you know, in the past, haven't we been taken over by a police state from our own, you know, from our governments?
Well, these are the misleading type of statements that we see out of ignorant gun owners and in this case, ignorant legislators. Guns are guns, and you can do with them what you want. You know, we've seen things, what you can do with a pressure cooker. We've seen things, what you can do with airplanes. When that criminal behavior exists, people will find a way to do heinous massacres. And I'm afraid that if you push people more and more away from guns by banning them, that
more
they
violence.
Will turn their attention to things of a greater magnitude. And if you don't start addressing criminal behavior and within our society, the guns are not the issue here. Whether you have a gun that can hold 5 rounds or 10 rounds or is a lever action repeater or a pump action or a semi-automatic repeater, it isn't the issue. And that point should not be taken lightly, because I think a lot of gun owners as well sometimes almost agree to that.
Right.
I know they did back
That's
in
kind of my point.
1989 that they, yeah, you know, we really don't need those big ones. No, it has nothing to do with it. Whether you want a firearm like that or not is not the point. The point is, deal with real criminal behavior. You've dealt with the real problem. Deal with mental illness. You deal with the real problem.
Right.
Deal with the medications that we're putting out to people. You deal with the real problem.
The lack of a moral society, the video games that desensitize our kids, the educational process coming up. And you know, it has nothing to do with hunting and so forth. It's about, that was put in there because our own government, the English, what at the time was our own government. It was not some foreign country. England and America were England.
And I was going to say, I'm sure the government, with all the ammo that they bought, they're not going to put any in a magazine, right?
Well, the real deal was that the government started taking their rights away little
exactly.
by little. Taxation, you know, whatever it was. And pretty soon they knew that if they kept going down this road, that they would be subject, not just subjects to the king, they would be slaves to the king. And they would be working and paying all of their money and get back to the field and shut up. And they would be defenseless if they gave up their guns from their own government. That's the point of this, and to be so naive and so ridiculously ignorant to think that our own government at this point would never take it to that level is ridiculous.
You know, and there's been countless senators leading the way over the years. I think Nel Soto and Jack Scott and so many different ones. As soon as some go out of office, there's another one equally as ignorant. Now keep in mind, these are not ignorant people. They do have a plan. They may be ignorant about firearms and maybe other things as well, but they're not ignorant about the goal that they want to arrive at, and they want all firearms removed from the state of California, giving the Senate ultimate power in the state of California, and that's what it comes down to. It's about power and control over the population.
Yep.
And that's why they attack the law-abiding people, because those are the people that abide. The criminals do not, and they're not dealing with criminal behavior. And so we're spending untold millions and billions of dollars here, wasted, and we've attacked law-abiding people without dealing with the criminal element within our society. Yep. How sad is that?
Well, and I was going to say, too, you know, the other side of that coin is that the power was supposed to be vested in the people, because the people, are going to be the best place to have the power vested for everybody's freedom. You know, and people aren't angels, is what Madison said. So what makes you think that the people who are up in the Senate in Sacramento are going to be any smarter, have any better way to run everything than the people in general as a whole protecting their own freedom?
Well, keep in mind, the people in Sacramento are not leaders at all. In fact, I was at a committee hearing not too long ago, and it was the budget committee. The chairman of the budget committee was a 34-year-old, never had a real private sector job in his life, and he's chairman of the budget committee. And I was appalled at his lack of leadership and knowledge, his lack of understanding of finances, and he's going to fail to do his fiduciary responsibility. And that's what we have in California today. We don't have the type of statesmen and leaders that we would really need, and it has now culminated into this disaster that we have upon us, and the loss of freedom is right now, right before us. It's time that city after city, we start taking control and take back our state. This is our soil. This is our land. We're not going to move. We will fight for this.
Absolutely. With that said, I think
we're running out of time. So Until next week, I'm not sure who we have on yet, but we'll have something going.
Find out. Show up next week. Government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is force, and force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master.
And we want to thank you, Patrick, for coming in and joining us this morning. This is KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. In this week's address, President Obama said Washington lawmakers have to work together.
We need to focus on what the majority of Americans sent us here to do. Grow the economy, create good jobs, strengthen the middle class, lay the foundation for broad-based prosperity, and get our fiscal house in order for the long haul.
For the Republicans, it was Virginia Attorney General Ken Cuccinelli taking aim at Obamacare, which he says is bad for the American economy.
Obamacare represents one of the largest and most reckless expansions of government in the more than 200-year history of our nation. I believe Obamacare is unconstitutional. I believe it's an affront to the freedoms and liberties our founding fathers fought to establish on our behalf.
Also at SRNnews.com, excitement would appear to be growing among same-sex couples in New Jersey who plan to start getting married on Monday after a state Supreme Court ruling cleared the way for that to move forward. Some local offices are even accepting applications. Plan to